Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jinyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes 51,000 appointment letters in 16th Rozgar Mela. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju highlights Rozgar Mela as key to youth empowerment. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton inspects flood hit areas in Dimapur, Newland, and Chumukedima. And Vice President Dhankar says coaching culture hindering national education policy goals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said that today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths, one is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today.
युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है.
Mr. Modi highlighted the government's focus on creating new employment opportunities in the private sector and emphasized the growing ecosystem of startups, innovation and research being developed in the country, stating that it is enhancing the capabilities of the nation's youth.
Aaj jab main naujawanon ko dekhta hoon ki apna startup shuru karna chahte hain to mera bhi aatmavishwas badh jata hai. Mujhe khushi hoti hai ki mere desh ka naujawan बड़े विजन के साथ तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
The 16th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country. Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today highlighted the Rozgar Mela as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of connecting with India's youth. Addressing the Rozgar Mela in Dimapur, Mr. Rijiju lauded the Prime Minister's initiative towards youth employment and upliftment of the Northeast region. He encouraged the new recruits to see their roles not merely as jobs but as a service to building at Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat.
But we have to become a developed country in next 25 years. For that, everybody has to work. Those who are in services or those who are in public life. Jo naukri nahi hai, wo bhi desh ke liye kaam karna hoga. So we have to change our thinking. Whether you are in military or you are in civil service, you are in normal public life, you are a farmer, you may be anybody. But we all must be working for the nation.
The minister also stressed the importance of maintaining peace and stability to drive investment and sustain growth in the region. He urged Nagaland and its neighboring states to rise collectively and drive India's future prosperity. During the event, more than 100 appointment letters were handed over physically, while 239 were shared via email. Nagaland's Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak, Advisor Im Kong Mar, along with senior officials from the Railways, Labour Ministry and others participated at the event. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton today inspected the flood-affected areas in Dimapur, Newland and Chumukedima districts. During the visit, Mr. Patton met with residents and officials to assess the damage and challenges faced on the ground. He expressed deep concerns over the devastation caused by the floods and reaffirmed the government's commitment to working closely with all stakeholders to provide necessary support, restore normalcy and strengthen preparedness. The minister also urged residents in the affected areas to remain alert and follow advisories. Mr. Patton was accompanied by Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak, advisors Tovi Hoto, A. Panjang Jamir and Kajeto Kinimi, as well as deputy commissioners of all three districts, Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevito Tosopye, Joint CEO of NSDMA Johnny Rangmai, among others. Chief Minister Nipur Rio arrived in Moscow, Russia today to attend the ongoing Bharat Utsav Festival of India. Upon his arrival, Mr. Rio was warmly received by Deputy Chief of Mission at the Embassy of India, Moscow, Nikilesh Giri. A 40-member delegation of Nagaland comprising tourism officials, artists and artisans is participating in the 9-day-long cultural festival at the iconic Manezhneya Square near Moscow, Kremlin. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that the growing culture of coaching centers is hindering the realization of the goals set by the national education policy. Addressing the fourth convocation of the Indian IIT quota, he noted that the coaching system is robotizing the minds of students, leading to various psychological issues.
Coaching centers have turned out to be poaching centers. They have become black holes for talent in regimented silos. You know it. You live in this city. Coaching centers mushrooming. This is menacing for our youth who are our future. Time is running out. We must address this malaise that is hugely and worrisomely concerning.
Mr. Dhankar further urged coaching centers to evolve into skill centers to empower students. Highlighting the changing global power dynamics in the digital age, he called for a new vision of patriotism rooted in technological leadership. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today laid foundation stones and inaugurated multiple projects worth nearly 1,087 crore rupees in Meghalaya. Speaking during an event in Shillong, she lauded Meghalaya's steady growth and bold vision under the leadership of the Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. The Union Minister said Meghalaya has efficiently made full use of the 5,400 crore rupees allocated under the special assistance to states for capital investment. Ms. Sitharaman also highlighted the center's focus on the northeastern region.
We look at northeast as not just the northeast as a region, but it stands for empower, act, strengthen and transform. And that is why there's so much of attention given to the Northeast. As Ashta Lakshmi, there's a lot of importance. 91 projects worth 1,239 crores have been completed.
The Ministry of Earth Sciences has recently installed a Doppler weather radar in Dimapur, marking a significant step in modernizing Nagaland's meteorological infrastructure. Minister for Tourism Temjan Imna Along yesterday called on Union Minister of State for Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, and expressed gratitude to the ministry for the project. In a post on X, Mr. Along said that the radar significantly enhances Nagaland's real-time impact-based weather forecasting, strengthens emergency response, and facilitate smoother air traffic operations across the Northeast. He also acknowledged the center's consistent support towards the development of Nagaland, particularly in the fields of science, technology, and disaster preparedness. Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th property to receive this recognition. The decision was taken at the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee. Developed between the 17th to 19th centuries, Maratha Military Landscape of India is a network of 12 forts spread across Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu, demonstrating the strategic military vision and architectural ingenuity of the Maratha Empire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India for this achievement. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall to continue at many places over the northeastern states during next 7 days. The weather body said isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Nagaland and neighboring states till July 18. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes 51,000 appointment letters in 16th Rozgar Mela. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju highlights Rozgar Mela as key to youth empowerment. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton inspects flood-hit areas in Dimapur, Newland and Chumukedema. And Vice President Dhankar says coaching culture hindering national education policy goals. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.